SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump says he wants to debate President Biden.
Right now, there are three presidential debates tentatively scheduled in September and October. But in a letter to the commission overseeing debates, the Trump campaign asked for additional and earlier opportunities for Trump to take the stage against Joe Biden. Campaign officials for the former president said moving up the timetable would ensure more Americans have a full chance to see the candidates before they start voting. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A jury selection begins Monday in the criminal case against Donald Trump related to alleged payments to women made by his one-time lawyer, that during the 2016 election. A grand jury voted to indict the former president a year ago on charges he had falsified his company's internal records about alleged reimbursements to his former attorney, Michael Cohen. Also, at SRNNews.com, following the cargo ship accident in Baltimore, Republican Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin says he feels confident about the safety of bridges and tunnels in the Port of Virginia.
There's a lot of project work going on in order to continue to invest in our bridge system to make sure they're safe and rapid response if there is a problem. We have the largest naval base in the world that occupies Hampton Roads. And so the security and safety of that entire shipping lane is constantly on the forefront of everyone's minds.
Scottie Scheffler, the Masters champ for the second time in 3 years, and once again, it wasn't that close. He grabbed the lead for good with tremendous shots around the turn. He closed with a 68 for a four-shot victory. He is the fourth youngest player to have won two green jackets. This is SRN News. Jews are preparing for Passover.
The holiday, which commemorates God's deliverance of the 12 tribes of Israel from slavery in Egypt, will begin at sundown on April 22nd this year. More than 60% of American Jews will celebrate, more than those who mark Yom Kippur. The central event will be the Passover Seder, modeled on the meal Jews ate in Egypt right before they were released from their captivity. This year's Passover comes in the shadow of increasing anti-Semitism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Men will not be allowed to compete against women in the International Women's Netball. World netball officials have determined the sport at the international level is a gender-affected activity and have made their decision to ensure safety and fair competition. The ban is outlined in World Netball's new policy on participation and inclusion and goes into effect immediately. This is SRN News. Don't say we didn't warn you. Measles cases are exploding.
There have been 17 times as many U.S. measles cases in the first 3 months of this year compared with the average number seen in the first 3 months of the previous 3 years. A government report says the increase represents a renewed threat to measles elimination in the U.S. There have been more than 110 cases of the contagious disease so far. Measles can be dangerous, especially for young children. Experts say it's highly preventable because there is a safe and effective vaccine. John Scott reporting.
Maine is set to become the latest state to join an interstate compact for social worker licensing. That proposal designed to make it easier for social workers to practice in different states. Authorities do say the process of seeking a separate license in each state is time-consuming and very inefficient. More details at SRNNews.com.